Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Susan, the excitement for this royal wedding is just building. It seems to come in waves, and the excitement grows and grows.
It is so exciting. I mean, the more details we get, the more convinced we are that this is going to be a fantastic international spectacle with over 2 billion people watching. And that's just TV. There's going to be people listening to it on the radio. There's going to be people watching it online. It's going to be huge. And I think also it's going to be a royal wedding like we've never seen before.
It's quite different if we compare it to the wedding of Diana and Charles. It's a very different thing, isn't it?
Yes, I think it couldn't be more different. For one thing, Kate, of course, is older and more experienced than Princess Diana was. She's also known her groom an awful lot longer. I mean, this is a marriage that I think everyone feels pretty confident is going to last. I think you can also guarantee she's going to look quite different than Diana on her wedding day. Diana, as you recall, wore this gigantic frou-frou gown that was great for the 80s, but, you know, what we're going to see, a much sleeker looking bride in Kate Middleton. I think she's going to be stunning, but she's going to be also understated compared to Diana.
For sure. And the guest list, certainly more rounded and more fun.
Yes. I mean, it's come out just recently that Prince William has invited 27 people from his military base, you know, kind of his colleagues. I mean, these are just regular guys. These are soldiers, and they're going to be going to the royal wedding. And Kate's family has invited a lot of like shopkeepers, a pub owner from their little town of Bucklebury. Again, people that you would just never expect to see at a royal wedding. It's going to just be part of making the whole day a much more personal wedding than a ceremonial occasion like we have seen in the past.
And it sounds like there'll be a pretty good party afterwards.
There's going to be a great party. They're going to turn Buckingham Palace into a disco, and they're going to have music all night long, dance all night long. And I think William and Kate have got their song list themselves. You know, she's got some ABBA. They're going to just basically cut loose and have a great time. I've heard they're going to, you know, kind of have a few hours to rest after the luncheon, after the wedding, and then it's going to be full-on party.
Well, sounds great. I want to go.
I want to go too.
Susan, as senior editor of Hello Magazine Canada, you know that people have a fascination with the royals because it's a big part of your readership. What is it that people like and want and continue to want to see all of the royals and know all about what they're up to?
I think they've led this gilded, privileged life, and that's part of it, but that they also seem very human to us. So you've got, say, Prince William. Of course, he's raised in riches, but he's also suffered this terrible loss of his mother. He's a very human person. You've seen him grow up. So I think you start to feel a little invested in their happiness as well. And I think they do give back. They're always out meeting, greeting. I mean, the life of a royal is actually quite hard, you know, if they're doing it right. They don't have the kind of freedom that you or I might have. So that's the bit of a trade-off for the palaces and the jewels. Also, I think there's those palaces and jewels. I mean, who doesn't love to see the splendor, the riches? I mean, you never see anything like that. Who owns a tiara? Well, Kate's going to get married and she's going to have a whole closet full of tiaras. That's exciting.
And we always feel close to the royals here in Canada, being subjects, of course. But yes. There seems to be a huge fascination now with the royals in the U.S.
Yes, I think they're bigger than ever before in the U.S. And, you know, Prince Charles is heading to the States right after the wedding to go on a trip. And I think he's in part going to capitalize on that interest. He's like, hey, they love us now. I'm going to go check it out. So I think that they are celebrities. William and Kate especially are celebrities on a par with Hollywood celebrities. And we're as interested in them as we are, you know, in the people that we see on the red carpet.
Absolutely. Well, Susan, I look forward to talking to you more as we get closer to the big day.
Me too. It's exciting.
Thank you.
Thank you.